What makes Brent Wouters tick? And what makes Cirrus run? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. At the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association's Migration 8 in Dayton, Ohio last month, there were a number of other aircraft manufacturers on hand to bring news of their latest efforts and products to Cirrus owners. But it was also a time to hear from the guy responsible not just for delivering high-performance Cirrus aircraft, but a high-performance company. Cirrus Aircraft President and CEO Brent Wouters chose to start by telling attendees a little about his own background.
I grew up in southern Iowa, and I grew up playing sports in southern Iowa. Well, it's a town in the middle of farm fields and soybean fields, but it has a university in town, and that's where my father worked. In fact, Bob Garnett knew my father for a number of years, and so I have long-term friends here. But I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and it's really in the middle of nowhere. In fact, the 2,900-foot runway that we have in town, first of all, I didn't know about it for many years in my youth, which should tell you something. And today, you know, they're trying to improve it, but it's really out in the middle of a farm field. And, you know, this year I decided I'd go back. I got invited back to present at a big conference that they were having for business leaders and business participants and entrepreneurs of big and small companies. And there were about 1,000 people there. So I went back. It was April 1st, which, you know, I thought was interesting in and of itself. But they, you know, April 1st, beautiful day. I flew the Cirrus in, landed, and went to this conference to give a presentation. And I started the presentation for this crowd, and again, it was a big auditorium, about 1,000 people. And I started the presentation with a statement like the following. I said, you know, today we're going to talk a lot about airplanes. But there's one thing I want you to know. I want you to know it's not just about the airplane. It's about what the airplane allows you to do. Now, this was a group that wasn't familiar with Cirrus at all. So they're thinking about airplanes, or I'm going to show them a lot of photos of airplanes, but I wanted them to understand in the context of a business conference, in the context of an entrepreneurial conference, there's a lot more to it than just the product, than just the airplane, which is our product. And I wanted to point out it's about the value proposition. So I went on with this phrase, and I worked this phrase into the entire presentation about it's not just about the airplane, it's about what the airplane does for you. And I showed, for many of you, you may have seen the Airwaves video that we have. And I showed our Airwaves video. And I started out, and I made a couple of these opening comments. And I had it choreographed, and the lights went down, and the huge screen, it was probably three times the size of this screen, comes up with our Airwaves video, and the music comes up. And we play the video, which is pretty energizing, at least for me. It's very energizing. I make my kids watch it every day. But it's an energizing video, and it really gets you jazzed up about Cirrus and airplanes and general aviation, which isn't hard for a lot of people anyway. And so I play the video. And then I go into the presentation. I talked in very general terms about what you can do with the airplane. Again, it's not about the airplane. It's about what you can do with the airplane, what our customers do with the airplane. And so I told a number of stories. I talked about a lot of customer stories and a lot of experiences that I've had with the airplane. Flying in Brazil from Sao Paulo to Rio, if you fly due east from Sao Paulo out to the Pacific coast, and you fly low, and I won't tell you how low, but you fly low along the islands and the beautiful beaches and the houses that are there, it's one of the most fantastic sights I've ever seen. You also witness on those same flights not only the beach houses, but a lot of commercial activity and the boats coming in to around the coast of Brazil, and you witness a lot of commercial activity and the amazing nature of our global economy. And I talked about flying in France, and I talked about flying in England up to Warwickshire, and I talked about flying over the northern shore of Lake Huron and seeing the Niagara Falls from this vantage point instead of this vantage point. And, you know, so I told a few of my own stories. And along the way, I told stories about some of you, some of the stories that you've shared with us, like helping out in Haiti, helping out with people that are in need in terms of medical situations, and they need flights from places to places, and what the airplane allows you to do, not only for yourself and for your business, but in your lives and for other people. And by the end of it, I finished with a few more comments, and they asked some questions, but I was about ready to come off the stage. And again, there were about 1,000 people. A lot of them I've known for years, and they've come back for this conference. It's something they support. But I'm trying to get off the stage, and there are hundreds of people, and I can't physically get off the stage. And it's like the closest I've ever felt to being a rock star, you know. So I can't get off the stage, and I get down to the bottom of the stage. I'm kind of working my way out. I'm trying to get back to the airport because, in terms of what the airplane allows you to do, I've got to get to Minneapolis to catch a flight to Italy, which is the sort of the way my life works. I'm trying to meet my family at the airport and catch a flight to Italy, so I'm short on time. And I get to the bottom of the stairs, and this gentleman that I've known for a long time, he's a few years older than me, came up and said, "Brent, that was so inspirational. You make me want to get into flying and learn to fly and get back into business and do all these things that I've been wanting to do." And it was a pretty good experience because you realize the power that general aviation has and the power that Cirrus can have on any audience. Now, you guys have airplanes. You fly all the time. You know it inside and out. But the power that general aviation has on almost every human being, particularly every American, everybody has that dream of flying or going places. And what I think I was successful for the first time ever in doing was articulating to people, it was a presentation, but for me, it's not about just the airplane. It's about what the airplane allows me to do. And maybe this story gives you a little bit more insight into what drives me on a day-to-day basis. It's about what the airplane allows me to do and the experiences that I get to have and the way those experiences kind of bond us together. Well, why am I telling you this? I've talked about great performances in the NBA and in the World Cup soccer. I've talked about the way I kind of view Cirrus and airplanes and the fact that it's not about just about the airplane. It's about more than that. It's about what the airplane allows you to do. Well, it's the same message I've tried to deliver internally at Cirrus. It's about great performances. It's not just about whatever your product is. In our case, it's not just about the airplanes. We had been for a number of years focused on great products, and understandably so. But in today's world, in certainly the last 2 years, it has taken a lot more than that. It's not just about the airplane. It's not just about the performance of the airplane. It's about the performance of the company.
Okay, so exactly how does one define the performance of a company? More of Brent Wouter's comments from Copa's M8 in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters is talking to attendees at Copa's M8 about the performance of the company. The yardstick by which that's measured may not be exactly what you think.
Now, our performance, I'm happy to say, and thank you for a lot of the kind words I've gotten from several people, our performance is indeed improving. Our performance has improved markedly, and I'll rely on my notes here a bit. And our strategy is working. Now, what is our strategy? Our strategy is customer first, airplane second. And I do mean that. Customer first, airplane second. It's not about the airplane. Secondly, it's about expanding our our presence around the world and in the markets that we're in, getting deeper in each one of those markets, particularly the top 10, but also expanding our presence. We're in 55 countries today. We want to expand that, but we want to do a better job in the markets that we're in. It's about winning some institutional business. We've never competed for fleet operations very well, if at all. But that's an important strategic thrust for us to compete for these businesses, and this business that will help us in a counter-cyclical fashion, help us during the lean times. So we're competing for that business. But it's also continuing innovation. Now, some of you that participated 2 weeks ago in the JET update and the webinar, and it's all on the website, you're welcome to see the presentations and hear the presentation that we gave. We're making great progress on the JET. Now, none of us would sit here and say, we're going as fast as we'd like to go. We're not. And 2010 is about raising capital for that. But I'll get to that in a minute. The point is we're making progress in innovation. We're refining the SR22, and you're about ready to hear some things about refinement. But we're also focused at a foundation level on performance. We can do all those things, and they don't mean anything unless it comes down to performance. And I'm not just talking about financial performance, because when it comes to customer first, airplane second, you can't measure that in dollars. Well, you can eventually, but we don't measure it that way. So let me give you a couple examples about how our strategy is working and about how our performance is indeed improving. Customer first, airplane second. The reliability on the airplanes that we deliver today has improved 15% over the last 2 years. That's the reliability. So the dispatch reliability day in and day out is 15% better. Now, we all know a little bit about our parts business, but we wanted to partner with API, and we went through a difficult transition. And with API, the transition, you know, the transitions are always difficult. But today we have a global provider of parts that can deal with customs issues and inventory issues in multiple locations around the world and deliver the parts that you need and our service centers need much more effectively than can we with the right kind of systems and logistics in place. And even though that was a difficult transition, if you include every single part that we ever had to wait more than 1 day, meaning if it didn't ship on the same day, those parts that we've had those challenges with, if it takes more than the close of business to ship out a part, our parts dispatch reliability has improved by 70%. We have very few parts. That includes line cutters and all the things that you're bound to touch on today. Our parts dispatch reliability for every single part has improved 70%. So when you see Carrie Underwood and you see Gary Palma, these guys are doing a fantastic job. Is it perfect? No, it isn't, but it is indeed improving, and that's what we're committed to. We're also committed to flight training. We've talked for years about flight training and done nothing, in my estimation. We're working hard on flight training materials. We've added 15 flight training Cirrus training centers in order to bring more people in order to make your recurrent training more valuable. We aren't there yet, but we'll get there. So customer first, airplane second, those are some of the examples that we have that first element of our strategy is working. The second part I talked about, expanding our worldwide presence, 50% of our volume in 2010, 50% of our volume is coming from outside the U.S. And that's in spite of the fact that Europe is very challenging today. Europe is very challenging. So that tells you we're doing very good in Latin America. We're doing very well in Australia. We're doing some business in parts of the world where you really can't fly very well, which is China. So out of all my stories, someday I hope to be able to actually get off the ground in a Cirrus in China as opposed to taxi around and look at the engine warm up. So we're doing a better job of penetrating those markets and particularly the top 10 markets. And in terms of expanding around the world, we're looking hard at the products and future fuel flexibility, try saying that, future fuel flexibility that allow us to enter new markets and get penetration in those markets. So we're working hard to make sure that's a winning strategy over the long term. Winning institutional business or fleet business. We were awarded the Purdue business. Many of you heard about that. That was 16 airplanes. Universities in Europe we have been awarded, and that business is actually starting to come about. We're seeing more seeds that we've planted
I think you'll hear a lot more out of us on the institutional front over the coming months. We've continued our history of innovation. I laughed. Someone said last night, I think I received a lot of feedback, criticism, however you want to look at it, about how everyone feared that we weren't going to be continuing to innovate on our product. Well, hopefully today we'll put that to rest. We're continuing to innovate on our product overall. But the JET, as I said, the JET program is making excellent progress. And 2010 is all about making excellent progress, getting into the detailed design and moving it forward, finishing the flight testing that we need to do, raising capital so that we can move at a faster pace. But to raise capital requires great performance. And so we're focused on great performance in order to make that whole that innovation thrust with the JET work. And we're continuing to innovate on the 20 and the 22. You'll hear a lot about the 22, but on the 20 we have air conditioning available shortly, and we're seeing a lot of interest in that as well. So continuing to innovate and move forward on and refine the SR20 and the 22. But I'll finish with this one last observation on the performance focus. I said at the foundation of all this is we've got to have financial performance. We've got to have performance throughout all of our operations that allow us to serve you and be stable and serve you over the long term, not just for the short term. And here are the couple points I'd have you hear. In 2010, we're on pace to deliver about the same number of airplanes that we delivered in 2009. It hasn't gotten a lot easier yet. It's still pretty difficult. We delivered 268 new airplanes in 2009. We're on the same rough pace for this year. But our net income results at the bottom line will be $40 million better at the same volume. $40 million better. Now that's performance. Now it's not easy, but that's performance. The volume that we expect in 2010 is one half the volume that we had in 2008. And we will be $80 million better at the bottom line than we were in 2008. So you can measure them a couple different ways. You can measure customer first, airplane second. You can measure innovation and whether you're making progress on innovation. You can measure whether you're making penetration into new markets and institutional fleets. But you can also measure it financially. And financially, we're at, you know, thanks to the continued support of a lot of you that are buying new products from us, and we appreciate that support, we're able to post the kind of financial results that keep us here and stable and serving you for the long term so that we can put customer first, airplane second. I hope that there's one or two things you remember. I hope you remember that I believe and I'm interested in great performance. I like it when it comes to the NBA. I was a little disappointed that we ended up in a tie with Slovenia today in the World Cup. But I can appreciate great performance no matter who the winner is, and that's a big part of how I get satisfaction. But for me, it's not just about the airplane. It's about what the airplane allows me to do and you to do. And if we are here and we're stable and we have great performance, we can continue to provide that for you over the long haul. And hopefully that gives you a better perspective of who I am and what makes me tick.
Brent Wouters is the president and CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more about the company at cirrusaircraft.com. Learn more about the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association at cirruspilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.